Hi, I'm Kylie.
And I'm Elliot.
We're hosts of Bad Dad, Rad Dad, a Snack Labs podcast where we look for better dads one movie at a time. Every week, we talk about the movies we watched, the thoughts and feelings they brought up in us, and the best and worst dads we found in them.
Our weekly movie picks can span decades, genres, languages, and more. Plus, we keep it totally spoiler-free so you can discover movies that you want to watch.
So join us every Thursday on our silly little movie journey to hear about the movies we watched that week.
And the dads they made us wish we had. Because
my dad's dead.
And my dad's a deadbeat.
But as far as we're concerned,
not all dads have to be bad.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
All right.
What happened?
Fuck.
What's 2020 all about?
2020 is just raw dogging me. It's just raw dogging us all. Listen, we had just a fucking amazing conversation lined up for you today. And it was with our guest, Tim, who's an adult baby diaper lover. And it's, anyway, we recorded this a couple of weeks ago or maybe a week ago. The program that we're using to record is called, I'm fucking putting them on blast. It's called Squadcast. It's been amazing up to this point. It is what has allowed us to bring you episodes during COVID where Bridie exists in a different fucking province than me and our guests are all over the fucking world. Squadcast kind of fucked us right now and I'm a little bit sour if you can't tell by the tone of my voice.
It really, your tone has been a little like this for a lot of 2020, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been a rough year. So anyway, we got fucked. We lost Tim's recording. My recording's there. Bridie's is there. His, for some reason, didn't record, which is heartbreaking because I have to say it was like a highlight conversation for me for this year. Like it was one of my, I would say it's like one of my top three favorite TMO episodes.
We're gonna get you that, Tim.
We're getting you back, buddy. We're gonna have you on and we're gonna have this fucking conversation all over again, and it will be even better than the first time. Mm-hmm. And folks, I'm telling you.
Maybe we can just send Tim our audio tracks and see if he can fill in the blanks.
That would actually be a really fun little exercise. So anyway, Bridie and I recorded the intro to this podcast before we knew that we didn't have Tim's track. So I'm recording this fucking like before noon on Wednesday. But the episode's supposed to be up right now. So what's happening is, this week, we love you so much, but also our schedules are fucked. Bridie is literally here in the living room with me, but she's leaving in 5 minutes.
Otherwise, we'd
do a whole new thing and put out another episode that we've already banked.
But we also had fun recording this morning.
We did. We had a lot of fun, silly times. We woke up way too early and recorded this little intro. So we're going to give you this intro, but near the end, when we really start hyping up Tim's conversation, don't get too hype because
It doesn't exist.
So enjoy our little miniature host episode for this week. And we'll be back next week with a guest.
Don't sound so thrilled about it, baby.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we think there's some value still in what we have sending out to you today. So
totally.
Enjoy with your ears and your heart and your genitals, and we will we'll be back next week with a guest. Nice and quiet. Yeah.
Yeah, nice and quiet. The music's playing. Hi, baby.
Hello, my love. Nice to see you.
It is nice to see you. And nice to see all of you who listen to the show every week. And this is the new way that we introduce this show. We're just changing up every week. And this was what Brody brought to the table this week.
Which is what?
Nice to see you.
Nice to... Are you...
Did you forgot about that, eh?
Well, yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. See, I have a bit of a fish memory right now.
Yeah, well, also it's fucking 8 o'clock in the goddamn morning, and I haven't had coffee yet, and you're talking through the intro music off the top. I mean, it's just
a shit show. Should we just throw to the episode right now?
Fuck it, let's get it. All right. Folks, enjoy it. but you're here, you're in our house now.
It's really cool. It's really cool to be in this one room of our house that feels like it's actually a functional room of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we live in here now? This is your fishbowl.
I live in this fishbowl. Welcome to my fishbowl.
Yeah.
Literally, it kind of is a fishbowl because I see out to the... I can look at the Peeping Tom across the street.
You can look back at the... Is there a term, do you think, for peeping back at the Peeping Tom? Or like, you know?
That's a good question.
Is there, I'm sure there's some, well, obviously there's fetishes.
Maybe I'm the Peeping Tom.
Maybe.
Holy fuck. Oh no.
You're just peeping on all these people. You got straight through views to all their windows.
But maybe he's looking at me all the time because he thinks I'm sitting here just looking at him when really I'm just looking at my laptop screen.
Right. And so the other day when he was peering in through the door, that was just him... That was just him being like, I don't think you can see me from this angle. Maybe I should reposition myself.
Right. Right. He was trying to give me ammo.
Now that is that's a kind neighbor. Someone who's like, I know what you're into and it doesn't really affect me too much. And I can go out of my way to make sure that you're feeling good about your...
Wait, hold on. Don't. Let's not go down that road because that's me. I'm that kind neighbor. Right. I am not the Peeping Tom. I'm the kind neighbor. I'm the kind neighbor who leaves these blinds open, who, you know, when I saw him out the door when I was having some fun time with a lady and he was peering in here. I told that story last week, I think, if you're not sure what the fuck is going on. But I kind of let him watch for just a sec.
I wouldn't admit to that on the air.
Hold on. But I made it very clear to my friend.
Yeah.
What was going on?
Okay, I see.
And we were giggling about it.
Okay, I see.
Yeah. No, it wasn't like a.
It's funny because
a sly like yeah, a little more.
Yeah. Could you just position yourself back here? No. Yeah. It's funny because being watched is a fantasy for a lot of people, but it's a little. It's one of those things, like when it plays out in real life, it doesn't always match up with the fantasy.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
We've been there.
Yeah.
It's not, personally for me, it's not really...
Doesn't float your boat?
Not that it doesn't float my boat. It's, you know, I'm cool. It's fun, but I'm not like, whoa, this is...
Fun to be watched?
Rock. Yeah, no, I don't even... Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a power thing. In the experience that I've had of enjoying it, it's like, yeah, pay attention to me. Like, I've got you wrapped around my little finger.
I think I do that enough just in work.
You?
Yeah.
You do that enough? Oh, yeah. I have the microphone and you will listen to every damn thing I have to say.
You will listen to me cry about my breakup.
It's just like Wedding Singer, actually, if you think about it. He has that has that monologue into the microphone.
He does, yeah. Fuck, I love that movie.
Yeah.
He's Julia Goulia?
I feel so bad for Drew Barrymore because she was Julia Goulia in that movie.
She was the best Julia Goulia.
And she was Josie Grossi in Never Been Kissed.
Yeah.
Like, at what point do you go, all right, screenwriters, producers, directors.
Man, Taylor.
Let's come up with something more original.
I think it was Taylor. Taylor was shitting on Drew Barrymore the other day. And I was like, dude, what do you mean?
Why? She's not.
He was like, actually, I don't want to throw Taylor under the bus because
we know there's a lot of Drew Barrymore fans listening to the show.
Yeah, it might have been somebody else. But whoever I was talking to, they didn't believe in her talent. They were like, no, she sucks. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Have you seen E.T.?
That was the first thing I said, and they were like, she's in E.T.? And I was like,
oh
yeah, man.
God.
But also, she was like five.
I think the thing is, she just comes by it, honestly. It's just in her blood.
Folks, listen, we got a conversation coming up all about ABDL, the ABDL community, which stands for Adult Baby Diaper Lovers. And wow, I can't wait to get into this conversation because it's going to be really fun. We're not going to get there yet. We're going to hold off for a little minute here. But I just wanted to give you a little primer, a little heads up as to where we are taking this convo. I'm so excited.
And as always, you know, maybe some of you listening it's the first time you've ever heard that term and your mind is going, wait, what? No way, or whatever, you know, you got to notice your reactions to.
That was my reaction.
No way.
When I first read the email.
Yeah.
It wasn't no way, but it was like a.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, what?
Whoa.
One more time.
Whoa. Yeah. What? What was that?
Yeah. But, you know, in our world.
But then I came out of the conversation. Well, we'll get to it. But I came out on the other end of this conversation, that conversation, with a completely different outlook on what it was we were going into.
Yeah.
It was really neat.
You know what I really love about the folks that fall under sort of, well, to preface, let's say this. There's the adult baby diaper lover community is a huge umbrella and many. Mm. Many things fall underneath it, and actually probably other things are positioned above it as larger umbrellas. Like I believe from the very little Googling that I've done I think, you know, you're going to connect dots like, oh, there's age play involved, or, you know, it's a sexual fetish, or infantilism, I think, is another one where it's like behaving like a baby or acting like a baby. And our guest today has, you know, doesn't fall under all of those categories of adult baby diaper lover.
ABDL.
ABDL.
I like to say Abdul.
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 That's a little easier to articulate. So, you know, it's such a good thing to open the door to new acronyms and communities and really like seeing how we're all so fucking unique and different. And
we are. We're all just a bunch of snowflakes, and I don't mean that in the liberal
winter
snowflake.
Is coming.
No. I mean the pejorative use of the word snowflake these days.
Mm-hmm. Like a fingerprint or an anus print.
I mean, we're all like our own anal print.
Yeah.
And Salvador Dali's just outside of the window here, just looking in at us all. Okay. Well, still not awake.
we'll get there.
How are you? You're here. You're in Halifax. You're in our house for just a brief moment.
Yeah.
Our wedding anniversary is next week.
Yes, it is on Tuesday.
Very exciting.
August 11th.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. I need that. I need a celebratory event to commemorate love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do that. It's funny because we're here now in Halifax so briefly, and then we're going to be over in Prince Edward Island for the actual anniversary celebration.
Yeah.
So we're just bopping and hopping still all over the place, back and forth, all through the maritime bubble.
Get it in now.
Yeah.
While you can.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to do for our anniversary? How do you like to commemorate love? I mean, I have plans already, so.
Yeah, we don't have to get into that.
I love it because I know your answer is, I don't care, just tell me where to be.
Yes. Now, hey, listen, hold on. My answer to that would be very different if I wasn't currently feeling like I had my heart ripped out of my chest and splattered all over the fucking road.
Yeah.
If I was not in that state of mind as I currently am, I would be like, let's plan a whole thing. I'm in a state now where I'm just like, well, I'm depressed. So I'm just like, do the work for me.
1 year until our 10th. And I'll leave you in charge of planning that one.
Oh, because this is our 9th.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'll make the 10th. I will plan our 10th wedding anniversary. Yeah. I'll plan a fucking banger.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Did you and Katie celebrate an anniversary?
My high school sweetheart, yeah. Katie?
Like your previous relationship to me?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Totally.
Like what was it of your first date?
Geez, you know, you put me on the spot here. I don't remember. I don't remember what we would have. Yes, we definitely had an anniversary, I believe, but I don't remember. Why do you ask?
Well, I don't recall ever celebrating like before there was a wedding anniversary. I don't remember celebrating like a date.
God, that's a good question. I should ask.
You're gonna ask her?
Text.
Fuck, I'm going to have to bleep that out. Oh, fuck. I was texting her. Fuck, I have to bleep that out.
What do you want to say?
Did we celebrate any sort of anniversary when we were dating? ?
Here's your message. Ready?
All right, we're going to find out.
Okay, sent.
Yeah, it's... Well, I mean, you know, Becca, when Becca and I were together, we had an anniversary, but we based it off of our first date.
Right.
The first, like, night we went out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's funny because, like, sometimes the beginning of things can be a little ambiguous. Like, for example...
Totally.
If you're talking to someone a lot online before you actually meet them, or if you meet someone online, you know, that might be your... That might be the whole, you know, thing that's...
I mean, you could make the anniversary date the day you first started having conversations on... That's the best thing about, like, dating apps, is you can go back and say, hey, what was the exact date, time that we first began speaking to each other?
Yeah.
Now, someone might...
When did I first say, are you down to fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you can see... Yeah, and you can take screenshots of that and...
Put it in your wedding invitations later.
Totally. Yeah, 100%.
I remember the day... I saw that DTF text and I just felt like I may have met
that
the one
text,
you know, you know how, did you know that, I know you know this, but folks, did you know this, that, that there are traditional anniversary gifts for every year? There's like a quote unquote traditional, anniversary gift. It's usually like a material or like a,
Isn't it like something blue, something new, something used, something grew?
Yeah, check out this gray hair that I grew. Check out this. Yeah, I'm going to frame it for you. I remember the first gray hair
got. But is that what that is? What is that? That's something. It's like something.
That's in a wedding. That's a traditional, like the bride should have.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Something.
Something used, something blue, something new.
And something chewed.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, God.
I don't actually
know. Let me gag for a second. I don't know why.
Something chewed.
I had like a little gag reflex on that.
For this wedding anniversary, I'm going to feed you like a baby bird.
Yeah, no. Okay.
That's definitely, that definitely falls into some, somebody's into that for sure. That's somebody's lid.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. That's somebody's yum.
I like people, I like getting spit in my own mouth. I get spitting in people's mouths and people spitting in my mouth. There's definitely someone who's like, yes, I'm into that too, but I want it to be the bite of a burger.
Yeah. Already digested and regurgitated.
Oh my God. Whoa, that's another level. Whoa, do you think?
That's how you feed a baby bird.
Right, that is baby birding, isn't it?
You throw it up. Is that the term for it?
Baby birding?
I'm
for sure.
Google it. Hang on one second.
Well,
Have two computer screens up and I have like one phone. Look, I got to tap, tap, tap.
Hold on, man. Just wait. Just,
what?
God, we're all over the map today.
Can you go back, birding.
Go back to the something blue, something grew, something new. What was the, because you were talking about.
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
Ah, that's it. Something borrowed.
That's for a wedding.
Right. Okay. But you were saying that there are anniversary gifts. There's traditional anniversary gifts. Because I'm curious about this.
Well, now I'm on to the strange, sometimes kinky cultural history of baby birding.
No. Okay, wait. Okay. Oh, man. Okay. We're going to put a pin in the anniversary thing and come back to it. Because I want to know about this, too.
Okay, so...
Oh my God, dude. The photo makes me want to gag. It's too early in the morning. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, she's spitting water
with my gag reflex.
So you're looking at the same picture I am from melmagazine.com?
Oh God, yes.
I'm going to assume that's Melbourne, but I don't know.
I don't know why this. I don't like this in the morning.
Nothing says friendship like tucking a bib into your shirt and letting your girl spit a stream of tequila into your mouth like a bird feeding its baby. So that doesn't sound too bad.
No, there's something really hot about that. But it makes me gag right now for some reason.
Oh, male birds will also feed female birds as a part of mating rituals.
Cute.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Okay, but this is all... Okay, we also got a lesson. Celeb endorsed, fetish adjacent. What does that mean? Fetish adjacent.
Maybe like not quite a fetish, but like definitely toeing the line.
I feel like that's pretty...
Oh, yeah, snowballing. Right. Fucking, of course, snowballing.
What's snowballing?
Snowballing is when... is when someone takes the cum out of someone into their mouth, and then snowballing is, I believe, is when the person has the cum in their mouth and then they spit it back into the other person's mouth. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't matter whose mouth it is. It's like it's the exchange of cum from mouth to mouth to mouth to mouth, snowballing it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
All right.
There's that scene from Clerks, and they talk about it.
Baby birding with food has its place in porn as well, and it has its place in one kinky internet legend. In early 2018, Redditor IPIP Prince, I have no idea how you fuck Redditors, like what the fuck? Who are you? Posted in r/relationship advice to ask what to do about his hot girlfriend with a baby birding fetish that he didn't share. He recounts how it primarily started after some foreplay involving strawberries and whipped cream. She chewed up a berry and fed it to me. I thought it was weird, but I was so horny I didn't mind. But now she's starting to chew her food and feed it to me, sometimes not in a sexual manner. Sex, I mean, steak, chicken, salad, eggs, etc.
Oh my God.
When I tell her to stop, she starts crying and says I don't love her enough. She's very attractive and needs constant validation. She makes me eat her regurgitated food as proof that I love her.
Oh my, wow.
It's interesting. Wow. I mean, yuck someone else's yum over
there. No. That's not what I'm doing. I just have a active gag reflex this morning.
Well, you have a thing about chewing anyway. So that makes sense.
What do you mean a thing about chewing?
You don't really like...
Oh, I don't like the sound. I have misophonia.
Yeah.
I don't like the sound of it.
I have misophonia. You've just...
No, I do.
Yeah?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I do.
And that's more so than other people who just find it gross listening to other people chew?
Yes, because it's feelings of deep-seated rage, and I want to destroy the face of the person who's chewing.
Okay.
You know that scene in Fight Club where he's like, I want to destroy something beautiful after after Brad Pitt's character totally decimates what's his face, really pretty boy actor.
Very
effeminate actor. He played the trans woman.
Jared Leto?
Yes. Jared Leto destroys his face.
Uh-huh.
That's what I want to do when I listen to my dad eat grapes.
Grapes only?
Oh my fuck. Grapes is the perfect example. It's not only grapes. It's pretty much everything he eats. But grapes, dude, I need to be in another fucking continent.
Okay. Do you remember when Ted called you out on your teeth hitting your fork?
I still
notice that.
I still do it, and I've never noticed it.
It doesn't hurt your teeth when you clang your fork up against
your... No, man. My teeth are made out of... My teeth are fucking enamel... Enamel backed.
Oh gosh.
Strong as shit. I got ox teeth.
You have ox teeth.
Yeah.
No wonder it makes such a loud noise when you're banging your fork against it.
I'm gonna try snowballing and let you know how that goes. I don't really have much cum, but I'm gonna back my cum up.
Okay.
I'm gonna store it up. Yeah. I'm not gonna jerk off for a full week. And I'll have enough to like actually produce something. And then I'm gonna snowball. And then I'll tell you how it went.
Okay.
Because I think I'd be into that.
Yeah.
Food, I can't fucking do it. I can't. That I can't. I can't.
Not
do
even
that.
A berry.
Nope.
What about a piece of gum that someone else has already chewed?
If I love the person, yeah, I'm kind of into that. It's a little. There's something. It's kind of cute.
Right.
But I don't. But I'm not big on it.
I know there's people listening to this being like, "Do you have any idea how especially in COVID times?" How you should not share gum with people.
Oh, 100%.
I saw something on the internet the other day that was like, remember how we used to blow out birthday candles?
Oh,
and then everyone would eat the cake?
Yeah, that's...
That's over.
We
don't do that anymore.
Yeah, that's COVID. COVID loves that.
That was pre-2020 mm-hmm. behavior.
Yeah. Now we just fart. We just fart
on the cakes.
We just fart out the candles.
Because you can't spread COVID.
You queef it out.
It's guaranteed there's videos of that on the internet.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
What isn't on the internet, honestly?
Okay, so...
Should we bring it back to
Yeah, let's come back, because I feel like people are just livid with the way this is going this morning.
Yeah, especially if they're listening to it at 8:30 in the morning, their time. It's a little early for this kind of chatter. Okay, so let's take it back to where's the traditional gifts? So... We're going into 9.
Yeah.
Now,
how far does this go? Like, this seems crazy to me.
Well, this list only goes up to, I think, the 40, like the 40th.
Only the 40th? Jesus Christ. I know. That's a lot.
Oh, no. Sorry. It goes up to the 90th. Do you think there's many people celebrating a 90th wedding anniversary?
No, that's impossible.
That's why the traditional gift is granite. It's your tombstone, I guess.
Okay.
But let's take it back.
90th? I mean, yeah, I have to get fucking married at like 10.
Yeah, well, So there's traditional in the US, and then there's traditional in the UK, which makes no sense.
You know what?
And then there's like a modern.
I love,
this is all about capitalism.
US, I love you guys. Love you. But... Right now, these days, I need to distance myself from you. I need to take some space.
It's not your fault.
For my own mental health.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to, I feel like I'm identifying a little more British than usual. So let's tell me, what are the gifts for the UK?
The thing is I know you're capable of doing like a pretty decent British accent.
That's my Michael Caine.
Oh, I see.
That's my... Michael Caine.
Is that what you're working
accent.
On? Okay. Sounds good.
I need to know, what is the gift for the anniversary of 9 years?
Okay.
She was only 9 years old.
Okay.
I think that's an actual quote. That's actually a Michael Caine quote.
That's who anyway. I thought you were talking about last night when you said Michael Keaton.
No.
And
no,
I was
no.
like, there's no way Michael Caine played Beetlejuice.
No, Michael Keaton.
Yeah. How he can't disguise his accent. No.
He cannot
do any other. Okay.
All right.
What do you think it is? Do you want to take a guess?
Okay, I will take a guess. Now, is there some logic to me guessing this, or am I literally guessing in the entire universe?
Well, you're guessing pretty much anything. I can give you...
Give me the first, the third, and the sixth. We'll go in increments of three.
Oh, I see. The first anniversary.
Yes. The third, the sixth, and then I will guess the ninth.
So we're sticking with the traditional UK.
Cheerio.
Now, cotton.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Like a nice white shirt.
Leather.
Okay. A bit of a pattern here. Yeah. Some chaps. Some assless chaps.
Sugar.
Oh, a little sweeter around the edges. Okay, that's 6 years in. Sugar, keeping it sweet, setting yourself up for the 7 year itch. I'm gonna go.
It's just funny that you say the 7 year itch because it's
the
wool.
Back scratcher. Oh, oh, that's interesting. That's funny. Okay, nine. I'm going to say a one solid brick.
Close.
I was thinking something heavier, something hard, something rock solid. Mm-hmm. A brick or a stone, a rock. A beach stone.
Yeah. No. Although actually I don't even think this is hard. I don't think this is hard. I think this is actually quite soft, but it is it does come from the earth. Do you want a clue?
Moss. Wait. It comes from the earth, but you don't think it's hard?
I don't think it's hard. I think it's actually quite soft.
Do you know what this is?
Yeah. Okay. Do you want me to just tell you?
Yeah.
It's copper.
Ah. A soft metal.
A soft metal.
Right.
But in the U.S., the ninth is pottery.
Mm.
Those are traditional. But then there's a whole other column called modern.
Let's hear modern. Give me 1, 3, 6, and I'll guess 9.
Okay. Clock.
Okay.
Crystal.
All right.
Wooden objects.
A nice wooden dildo.
That's number 6. And then... And then ninth is, I've already said it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
It
was number 3. Okay, here's your Donald Trump like test. Can you remember?
Camera, people, TV, man, woman. See, it's easy, very easy. It is.
It was the number 3 in the traditional UK.
Number 3 in traditional UK was cotton first,
mm-hmm.
and then it was leather.
Yeah, good job.
Nice. Sweet.
Yeah. So that's traditional ninth.
You know, my friend Kelly said this to me the other day. I was talking about assless chaps, and she goes, all chaps are assless. And I was like, fuck. That must be right, because otherwise they're just leather pants.
It's like a redundant.
It's so redundant.
Hmm.
All chaps are assless.
Good point.
Yeah.
Way to ruin a ton of. We got to go back and change all of the literature. Yeah. I mean, look, like, you know, there's some interesting things on here. If you really took it to heart, I don't know what I could find that's cop. Like, what? What's made out of copper?
Pennies.
Obsolete.
Yeah, but you can take those pennies and you can go to Peggy's Cove and you put it in a little machine and I think you pay $1 and then it flattens your penny and turns it into this like oval shaped collector's penny with Peggy's Cove on it.
That's over, I think.
They don't have that anymore?
Well, I mean, they might, but...
Oh, there are cogs and wheels and you could watch it kind of flatten this thing out and... Jesus, that's kind of it. Now that I think about it, it seems really illegal.
I know.
Hmm.
I'm going to get you some illegal Peggy's Cove pennies for...
Right.
It just seems like kind of a random material, especially because number 10 on here is tin.
Is that modern?
That is, no, that's both UK, US.
What's
and
modern?
Then modern is diamond jewelry.
Oh, for fuck's fuck off with that.
Yeah, see, it's a lot of...
Modern's stupid.
Yeah, it's a lot of, just like, again, like, just spend money, you know? It's better for the economy.
The other ones don't necessarily have to be, though.
No, no. I mean, number seven, modern, was desk sets, pen and pencil sets.
Yeah, fuck, modern.
That's the seven-year itch.
Suck my balls, modern.
Yeah.
Can you go back to UK and just tell me what 10 is so I know what to get you next year?
It's also tin.
Oh, sweet, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
So.
I'll get you, I'll find, there's a really great Tin Man full body set.
Tin Soldier?
Yeah.
You remember that song, One Tin Soldier? No? Okay. That was just my elementary school, I suppose. Okay, well, that's good to know. And now, all of you listening, if you happen to have the first, third, sixth, or ninth, or tenth anniversary coming up, you know what to do. Let us know if you have any copper suggestions. And I mean, I was really more drawn to it's pottery in the US. I was like, can you pick and choose? Like, can you not be consistent and just bounce around these columns and go, well, I think I'm going to be traditional UK this year.
I don't think we've ever gotten each other a gift for our anniversary.
That's not true.
Have we done
that? Yeah, you got me a bathing suit once.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I got you that necklace, that knife.
That was an anniversary thing?
Yep.
Oh, nice. Cool. Yep. Sweet. So do we do that?
I think we did. I think we tried.
All right. Do you want to do it this year or no?
Well, I don't. I have to do some research into what copper gifts. A little copper mug? Wait, that sounds poisonous.
No, that would be great for, for like Moscow mules.
Great.
Enable my drinking, please.
Do you need that?
Oh, Katie got back to me.
Oh, great.
Yes. I don't remember when.
Wow.
But we picked a day when I think you, quote, officially asked me to be your GF. Ha ha ha. So there you go. There you go. We were so cute, Katie and I.
Yeah. You guys must have been.
We were the cutest.
You must have been the loudest couple that ever existed.
Oh my God. We were insufferable.
Yeah.
But also hilarious.
You're equally quite loud.
I
think I recall your mother.
There was no opposites attract with her and I.
I think your mom at one point was like, it's really nice to just, I mean, your mom loved and still loves Katie.
She still loves her.
But I think it was really, I think I remember
she
her being
didn't
like,
say that.
I think I remember her being the one telling me that you both always talked all the time.
No, she
at
didn't.
The same time. Yeah, I think she made... She's the one who planted
God.
That.
What's really funny is like Katie was in town one time. I hope she doesn't mind me saying the story. I don't think she will. But she was in town here and she was like, I want to see you. And I was like, yeah, sweet. I'm at Good Robot. And I was with Becca and some of our friends. And Katie showed up and I hadn't seen her in years. And where it
oh
felt
God.
Like years.
The noise just bounces
and,
around
oh
that
my God.
Small bar.
And I just remember looking at my friends and like even Becca and their eyes so wide because like they couldn't handle how much energy the two of us had with one another. We're shooting a short film, eh? We're going to make she's here in town for a little bit. So we're going to make a movie.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. And listen to this. She texted me the other day and goes, holy fuck, look what I found. And she found in her like parents, like in some random drawer in her parents, a disposable camera.
No.
That all the photos were taken and it says K plus J. And it was like from one summer when we were just like having these fucking wild fun adventures.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was expecting something very different. She found it in one of her parents' drawers.
No. It was ours. It was ours.
Did she develop it?
It never got developed. So she wrote this script based on this camera that we found. And she's going to get it. She's going to get it.
Developed?
Developed. Yeah.
That's exciting.
I know. I can't fucking. It's going to be so silly.
Yeah.
It was like high school, like when we were in high school. Just, yeah. Just ridiculous shit. Two improv kids just fucking.
It's so obnoxious.
So fucking obnoxious. I love it. All right. We've talked way too much.
About a whole lot of.
Just about everything. And now we're going to get into a real wholesome conversation about a grown adult man who finds much comfort in wearing diapers. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, folks, I think this conversation is going to surprise you.
Yeah, keep your ears open for new terms, specific terms to that community. I really find like once we start hacking into some of these, it's weird to call it a paraphilia, especially with regards to our guest Tim, because it's not a sexual.
I don't think it is.
I
believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe paraphilia is a. Is problematic. I believe a paraphilia is like a kink that can lead to like that can be dangerous.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Know.
Yeah.
Because I'm just looking at a Wikipedia article right now it references paraphilic infantilism, and it says diaper fetishes and diaper lovers are often associated with adult babies as both wear diapers, but the former diaper lovers do not engage in childlike behavior, which is the case for Tim, while that is the distinguishing characteristic of adult babies. The majority of diaper lovers do not engage in any kind of infantile activity, so they don't engage in sort of other baby activities and are only interested in diapers. However, in certain individuals, it is possible for an overlap to occur as one can view themselves as neither exclusively an adult baby nor a diaper lover. Hence, adult babies and diaper lovers collectively refer to themselves as ABDLs. And then it just adds diaper and rubber pants with baby prints are sold in adult sizes.
Well, how about we listen to this conversation and then come back?
Yep.
Great
idea.
And we'll see you on the other side of it. Enjoy our conversation with
Tim.
Turn Me On. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, there you go. What a lovely, lovely human Tim was.
Yeah.
And what a lovely conversation. And I know that I came out of that conversation feeling very differently than I felt going in.
Were you more confused going in and more clear at the end? Because that's how I feel.
I think I was going in with like with these like kind of like. I think I was going in. I don't like saying this, but this is, you know, whatever. This is all part of my journey as like growing up as a human and like unlearning things and learning things. So I think I was going into that conversation with like a, oh my God, we're going to talk to a guy who wears diapers. Like I was kind of like, am I going to be able to take this guy seriously?
Right.
And, you know, like I was coming into it as a bit of an asshole.
Right.
And then I talked to this person and I go, oh, Jeremy, you fucking fuckhead. Thank God you have this podcast where you could just like, you know, because I'm I have those thoughts sometimes, you know, like I'm a even though we've talked to so many people and I consider myself to be pretty like open minded person. I still have this like part of my brain that jumps to, you know, judgment or whatever. And then I always get fucking checked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, right, right.
Yeah.
And so that's why I really appreciated this conversation, because it just kind of like, it was like a good slap in the face and like a wake the fuck up, Jeremy, you dumbass.
You know what really kind of surprised me about the conversation was how much exploration and discovery Tim has done on his own. To really like figure out what it is he wants, what he's interested in, what he's not interested in, because I feel like, you know, and with no guidance by any sort of, you know, well, obviously he had his community, but his online community, but like,
'cause that takes a fuckload
and
of work,
know,
man.
He knows way more about himself than I do.
Yeah.
When I hear that kind of stuff, 'cause you know, like, there's something to that.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm leaving most inspired by.
Hello, Rose. Hi. Hi, Rose, sweet girl.
She is such a love bug these days.
Sweet girl, you're so sweet and loving. Hey, before we wrap this up, paraphilia.
Yeah.
Sorry, I think I might have been wrong by what I said. What I have here is paraphilia, previously known as sexual perversion and sexual deviation. Is an experience of intense sexual arousal to atypical objects, situations, fantasies, behaviors, or individuals.
Yeah.
So atypical. obviously Tim didn't have a paraphilia because sexual arousal wasn't a part of what he's going through. No consensus. This is really interesting. No consensus has been found for any precise border between unusual sexual interests and paraphilic ones. There is a debate over which, if any, of the paraphilias should be listed in diagnostic manuals such as the DSM.
Wow.
Or the International Classification of Diseases, the ICD.
That's interesting.
The number and taxonomy of paraphilia is under debate. One source lists as many as 549 types of paraphilia. The DSM-5 has specific listings for 8 paraphilic disorders. Several subclassifications of the paraphilias have been proposed, and some argue that a fully dimensional spectrum or compliant-oriented approach would better reflect the evidence. The term paraphilia, it's like, it's really hard to encompass that into any sort of, you know, official list, you know, it's like, it's so nuanced and it's so broad and it's such a fucking spectrum, and it's not black and white.
It's so interesting too. When you think about it, it's like, there's so many things listed under there, and then you go, wait, then what's this concept we have of normal? And then atypical.
And I think that
typical, atypical.
I think when it gets into like, when it gets into sex, that becomes so problematic.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, we have a fucking broad history of that problem. Yeah. Right? Like, guarantee you there was a time where homosexuality was a paraphilia.
Right. It was, right? I think it was listed in the DSM-5.
The DSM.
DSM.
I mean, probably.
It was. When we talked to James Cantor.
Homosexuality, now widely accepted to be a normal variant of human sexuality. Like, even that fucking, even that sentence.
Normal variant.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
you know, was at one time discussed as a sexual deviation. Yeah. So, you know, so it's like, okay.
Okay.
We look at that now and we look back. I think about this all the time where I go, you know, we look today, we stand here and we look at like surgeons in the like 19th century before we knew much about like germ theory and how like surgeons would come into a doctor or into an operating room covered in blood from previous patients as like a badge of honor, as it's, they wore it with pride and going like, look at all the blood on me. Like this is my uniform to show you that I know what I'm fucking doing. And
you're like, shouldn't that blood stay in the other person's body though?
But that's just not the way that we thought. It was not the way that we looked. Like that just wasn't our world back then. Right. And so, you know, it wasn't until there's this whole really fascinating story about Dr. Lister who came in and basically like, actually that's what Listerine was named after.
Oh, interesting.
But he created like an antiseptic. Anyway, whatever. So we look back at that and we go, that's fucking crazy. Bloodletting, that's crazy. Like these things that we looked at these practices that we had way, way back in the day that we look at and go, today, we look at it and we go, that is so wild and outlandish. So what are those things that we will think 100 years from now? And it's like, I think there's so many of those things. I mean, you know, like one thing I'm looking at right now is like, you know, these fucking yahoos out here crying about their civil liberties being stolen from them because they're being told to wear a mask. Shut the fuck up. But like, you know, people are going to look back at that. People are looking at that right now and thinking that's silly. But a better example, I think, would be paraphilias. Right. You know, it's like someone who sexually gets off on wearing a diaper.
Well, yeah, and it reminds me of the Ibram X. Kendi conversation with Brené Brown when he was talking about how, you know, in classrooms or in conferences or when he's speaking, he says to his audience, like, who here believes in diversity? And everyone puts their hand up and he goes, okay, diverse from what? Mm-hmm. Like, we have this idea imprinted that like white is normal. Mm-hmm. And everything else is diverse. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's the same, it's like the same sort of languaging here in the mm-hmm. atypical and typical kind of speak. And I don't know, maybe that's not founded. Like maybe the real, like, you know, academics and researchers on sexuality, are, you know, maybe if it's all weighed out on a scale, there is like heteronormative missionary sex is the typical. You know, with a opposite sex partner, but it seems like that discludes an enormous amount of the population.
Totally. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I hope when you say in 100 years, I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. If we're tackling like homophobia and anti-black racism and, you know, racism totally and, you know, and fucking, you know, capitalism and like if everything's fucking burning to the ground, let's start looking at each other as not different from ourselves.
I'm telling you,
first
man,
and foremost,
those aliens that the Pentagon said that they have, I think the answer is in that. I think the answer is in those beings that have been watching us for decades.
And guarantee they know more than we do.
Centuries. They've been watching us forever. And I think they're going to teach us the way. So anyway, that is it for this week, folks. Thank you for tuning in. We love you all so much. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/turnmeon. We got merch on there now. It's fucking exciting as shit. There's t-shirts and mugs and other stuff. So turn me on, patreon.com/turnmeon. And if you want to see your butt, feature your butt, anonymously put your butt to the internet so that people can like it and give you that dopamine hit, send us photos of your bum to @turnmeonpodcast on Instagram, or you can just email it to us, turnmeonpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. If you have any questions you'd like us to answer, give you some advice on your own relationship or solo sexuality questions, then you can also email us, turnmeonpodcast@gmail.com, or pop on over to our website. There's a form there, turnmeonpodcast.com.
That is it for this week.
It sure is, baby. Until next week.
Go fuck yourself.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.